risky hires. Young people trying to get that first all-important break. People trying to get off benefits. Ex-offenders and so on. All people that the government...
to the national minimum wage, mm-hmm. to equal pay for women, mm-hmm. and to stronger health and safety rights. It is clear...
Not content. 153. So the contents have it.
Peers had backed the Conservative amendment by a majority of 148. That
the paramilitary forces from one of the sides in Sudan's civil war captured a Sudanese city. The city is El Fasher. The paramilitary forces called the Rapid Support, Denise Brown, about what is actually happening at the moment.
Well, what we know for certain is that since Sunday, there's been a massive attack on credible reports of civilians being shot as they try and flee the city, as they're caught up in this attack on Sunday. It's also to document what's going on. These are gross violations of international humanitarian law, and there needs to be accountability for them.
I mentioned right at the start that the United States, that something might change.
It's absolutely fundamental for the people of the Sudan that peace comes to the country. Patterns have already been established. We're getting reports over the past few days that this is continuing now in El Fasher. Remember that El Fasher, but around El Fasher and also in the Kordofans.
Do you have any optimism at all that the world does understand that and that some...
fear and are completely traumatized? We have to have hope that a solution will be found.
Because there isn't... I mean, the BBC reports as much as it can from...
The focus that and attention that the suffering here, the scale of the suffering and the type of the suffering, the gross violation against women and girls.
Political breaking crackdown on people working illegally in this country. Arrests for illegal working have surged, we're told, by 63%, with immigration enforcement carrying out more. Madeline Sumption is the Migration Observatory Chair and Advisory Committee member. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we know?
Well, hundreds of thousands. That number, I think, will most likely have gone up since the mid-2010s, partly because of the number of people who've claimed it. Well, the figures that they have provided suggest that there is a larger number of people who've been arrested in raids than in the past. They're saying tried in a raid, that tends not to be the majority. The people who are removed, which has been recently somewhere in the order of 30,000-35,000, really without any involvement from the government.
And so is this, I mean, in terms of, we were hearing from Henry Zeffman before about the Home Office and the role of the Home Office and this focus.
The immigration raids on businesses that might be employing people without permission are a relatively small part of that overall picture in either claim asylum or make a human rights claim, which is often successful. So it's not something that's very easy for the government to do to significantly increase. Let's go ahead and no unauthorised workers are found at all. So there, you know, there is a certain cost of running this system, of course.
Country, you know, how many more people do you think there are to target?
Well, there are probably quite a lot of people living in the UK without permission. You know, delayed a visa, they were refused an extension. Many of those people are actually, you know, if they come from a functional country like India, for example, many of them will quite happily go home. There are other
deterring anyone else from coming.
It depends what kind of deterrence you're looking for. I mean, I don't think that people who are living in North workers but also employers, that makes them more reluctant to hire people without permission. Yes, it's very difficult, obviously.
It's return.
Hello, it's Andrew Hunter-Murray here to warn you that the Naked Week is back. Perhaps this week is best summed up this way. Starts on Friday evening at 6:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Should we get the weather? Simon King, hello.
I'm in through this afternoon. It'll stay largely dry. But for southwest and southeast England, pretty cloudy this morning. Some outbreaks of light and patchy rain, but that rain is going to turn heavier, so it will turn west into 13 degrees Celsius. And I should have mentioned, for northern England, we'll start the morning off with that rain clearing to the south. There'll be some sunny spells developing pretty quickly, one or two showers into the south, or 11 degrees Celsius. Through tonight, there'll be some clear skies, calmer winds, and it's going to be colder than last night. A touch of frost for northern England and Scotland.
Simon, thank you for that. You're